home. To you, the all-night driver out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up. It's Labor Radio.
KBOO is getting ready for our annual book and record sale. Yay! This is a great time to clean out those closets and shelves and turn your old books, records, and CDs into cash for community radio. Bring them to KBOO Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're accepting donations of books, vinyl records, CDs, and DVDs through Wednesday, August 10th. The sale will be held in mid-August. Stay tuned for details. Please, no home recorded cassettes, VHS tapes, or mold. If you have questions or want to arrange for a pickup of donations, please email Ani at volunteer@kbu.org or phone her at 503-231-8032, extension 213.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, and I'm your host tonight, Carlos Chavez. On our program tonight, we honor a group of youth or young adults from McLaren Youth Corrections who are redefining their lives through the pursuit of knowledge and apprenticeship. This year, seven young men were recently given an opportunity to extend those efforts through scholarships offered by Janus Youth Programs. Since 2001, Janus Youth has provided scholarships to 73 students, and this year, 12 recipients were recognized. Of those 12 students, seven of the recipients were from McLaren Youth Corrections. These scholarships were designed to meet the unique needs of these individuals because they can be used for tuition, books, tools for apprenticeship programs, child care expenses, or even bus tickets. So tonight we'll get a chance to hear from those students as well as those who've helped to influence and support their growth. So we'll start off with Robert from McLaren Community Voice interviewing one of those important facilitators, Mrs. Kathleen Fullerton of Hope Partnership.
So Kathleen, can you tell us how Hope Partnership came about and how you got involved with the Janus Youth Program and Hope Partnership, please?
So Hope Partnership actually started as University of Hope in McLaren Youth Correctional Facility. Some young men here in 2009 thought of, why can't we do something with our time outside of, you know, going to school and work, which of course meant evenings and weekends. OYA approved a pilot program, which then took on the name of Hope Partnership in 2010. And they ran that with AmeriCorps grants for 3 years, and I came on board as an AmeriCorps member to do that. In 2013, it was working well. The guys were attending groups. By then, we had 50 volunteers and 75 to 100 youth participating every year in these groups, and OYA decided they wanted to continue it. And that's how we went with Janus Youth Programs. Janus Youth Programs being one of the largest provider of programs in Portland Metro and Southwest Washington, felt that Hope Partnership fits in with their mission and that it would be a really good program to put into their residential and reentry programs that they offer to youth in the community.
Can you please tell me what is your job here at the Hope Partnership and how does Hope Partnership help youth out here?
So my role is project coordinator. So I pretty much manage the program in the correctional facility, which is really an unusual relationship that they allow the nonprofit, because I don't work for the state, I work for Janus Youth Programs, to be in the facility to supervise youth and to supervise and manage volunteers. So I work closely with the volunteer coordinator to identify and train volunteers to work in the facility. And that's another unique thing about Hope Partnership is that all of our workshops are run by volunteers who are either professionals in their field, have standing in their community to help create connections between what we do here and what goes on in the community. So how does it serve youth? Well, really you need to ask the youth that, but I feel like it. What we're trying to do is offer them opportunities for personal growth and development, to give them awareness of skills and talents that they didn't know they had, and then to provide them with the transition resources, training, skill development that they'll need to transition into the community or into even into a DOC or adult facility, where many of these programs who work with us in the facility also exist there for them to continue participation.
Thank you. Could you give me a rough estimate of how many youth are participating in the HOPE Partnership groups that are run here on campus today, please?
So historically, we have between 60 and 75 youth actively participating in any term, which would be a 12-week term or per quarter. We have over 200 youth who we have has come to the program since we've been keeping track, which started in about 2011. And we have at least 100 youth actually enrolled, but they might not be actively participating in any groups during this time, but have participated this year, so they may in the next quarter sign up for a group. So we have 75 youth we're currently serving in groups that are going on this quarter.
Thank you. Could you give us some of the group names that we provide here at HOPE Partnership, please?
Sure, I'd love to, and this is usually what I do at volunteer training when I share with them the groups that we do, and I just go around the horn for the week. So on Sundays, we do a study skills or men in the movement. We do native beading and jewelry making. We do art appreciation. We do nonviolent communication, playwriting, restorative justice, transition groups. We have a few of those. We have job connections where Goodwill Employment Specialist comes in and works with them. We have something called 360, where it gives you some other life skills with living on your own. We work a little bit more on budgeting. We talk about how to stay safe on social media. We talk about banking. We talk about contracts. So, for example, cell phone contracts, how you enter into those. We offer radio journalism, break dancing. We offer Toastmasters, a debate team, money management. Celtic group, we'll do some sports groups. We have a great partnership with hurling, with the Columbia Red Branch and Willamette Hurling Clubs in Portland. We'll offer other recreational opportunities. We do some leisure opportunities. We might do a game day. So that's just some of the things that we've run throughout the year and we have running pretty regularly right now.
Thank you. Those are a lot of groups going on right now this time. Could you please tell me about the Janus Youth Scholarship Program?
So the Janus Youth Scholarship Program, Scholarship for Success, was started in 2001 with Moda Health. And our youth in HOPE Partnership, because it's a Janus Youth Program, are eligible to apply for that. So last year we had three youth apply, and they got their scholarships and did really well. And then this year we had seven youth apply. Again, they got their scholarships and have various objectives that they will use their scholarship money for, one of whom actually received it last year, and he again applied again, and he's gotten it again. It gives them a lot more flexibility in college classes they can take. For example, Gustavo is interested in architecture, which means he really has to take more math and science, some science classes to help prepare him to grad the upper level classes. So having a little bit more money outside of what his Pell Grant has allows him to take electives that normally he wouldn't be able to pay for, or the state wouldn't approve him to take outside of his normal coursework.
One last question for you, Kathleen, is what was your role as the program director of HOPE Partnership with the youth applying, and what role did you basically play in to help them get the scholarship and help them find out and apply for it?
That's a really good question, because like I said, we do have 75 youth participating, so everybody's a different place in their journey. So there is a core group of youth who are participating in college, doing well, really positively influencing their peers, and I felt like they were really good candidates to apply for this scholarship. We certainly have great guys who are candidates to apply next year, and so hopefully seeing that this is this is a path that you can get on. So I approached those youth asking them, would you be interested in applying? Everybody who applies has to get a reference letter from me. So that's another consideration. If I'm going to request that you apply for this scholarship, I need to be able to give you a really solid reference letter as to why you should. And then they also go off and get two more reference letters. It can be from teacher, worksite supervisor, staff on the unit. So that's pretty much how I approached these seven youth who were doing well and I felt had some need. And then as it turns out, they were all successful in getting their scholarships.
Thank you, Kathleen.
That was Kathleen Fullerton of Hope Partnership being interviewed by one of our students, Robert. You might have heard Kathleen mention in there that we do radio journalism classes there at McLaren. Her and I are the ones who facilitate that through Hope Partnership, Morpheus Youth Project, and we've got a partnership with KABU, which is how we get a lot of these youth on the air so that we can hear their stories. Next up, we'll actually hear some audio from Scholarships for Success Award, or from the ceremony that was held in Portland late May. Introducing the awardees is Janice Youth Programs Director, Dennis Morrow.
Our last seven scholarships are being awarded tonight to those youth who are part of the HOPE partnership. Six are at McLaren, and one is at Camp Florence. Thomas Spisla is part of the HOPE partnership, and he is at the Oregon Youth Authority Camp Florence. Thomas is a young man who has earned the respect of staff and peers who regularly takes time to mentor and assist others who are struggling with classes. Thomas has remained focused on his future goals, taking advantage of every employment and learning opportunity. Currently in his junior year at Eastern Oregon University, studying business administration, Thomas has maintained a 3.7 GPA and is on track to earn his bachelor's degree June of 2017. He then hopes to enter an MBA program. Thomas did not apply for a scholarship last year. His reason being he felt there were more youth who might be in greater need. Believing Thomas is an outstanding candidate, Janice's board is proud to award him $2,000 towards his completion of his degree at Eastern Oregon. Thomas, would you like to say a few words?
Oh man, thank you. I just want to give a appreciation to everybody who has made this happen tonight, from the sponsors to Kathleen. Education has been the single most transformational thing that has happened to me in my life. In the past, I didn't envision a future or know where I was going, but through education, I have found myself and been able to inspire others to do the same. So tonight is really about giving thanks to you guys who made it happen. Kathleen, you run an amazing program. It's not named Hope Partnership for no reason. It gives everybody hope. And not only does it give it hope, but you give us the tools and the skills to achieve our dreams. You make it happen day in and day out. Everybody else, my family, Noah, everybody has been positive support in my life. I appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Gustavo Portillo, since entering McLaren, he has participated in ongoing opportunities to better himself, including being a member of the HOPE Partnership Youth Leadership Council, mentoring youth who are struggling, being part of a radio journalism group, and participating in the Nonviolent Communication and Restorative Justice Group. He is highly regarded by his peers and staff for his positive leadership. He reapplied for scholarship support this year and will use his $2,000 for tuition and books at Chemeketa Community College, where he is working towards an associate degree in business and applied arts. Elijah Asbaugh, and I don't believe his family is here, he's regarded as a leader in his Aztec community. At McLaren, he has earned his high school diploma, participates fully in the Hope Partnership through leadership opportunities, has excelled in McLaren's barber program, and has earned the respect of correctional staff for his work ethic and focus on self-improvement. He will use his $800 scholarship to purchase essential professional barber tools that will be an important step in his successful transition to the community and securing employment. Jonathan Baker, and I believe his parents are here. You might want to get out a little bit of Kleenex for this one, because I know I had to when I first read it. Jonathan is at McLaren and part of the Hope Partnership. He's currently working toward an associate's in business at Chemeketa Community College, and he plans to transfer to Oregon State University to finish his undergraduate degree and begin a master's program. In addition to working various jobs at McLaren, he was recently awarded the Oregon Opportunity Grant that helped pay for his tuition and books. He is actively involved in the Hope Partnership leadership opportunities and restorative justice activities. Recently adopted by John and Amy Cole, Jonathan said in his scholarship application that they are the first real support and family he has ever had, and that he is focused on showing them that he is more than the mistakes he has made in his past. Jonathan has been awarded a $2,000 scholarship. These stories just really get good. Okay, Bandon Dixon. Bandon is completing his associate degree at Chemeketa Community College and then hopes to transfer to Eastern Oregon University to pursue a degree in business finance. He will use his $1,500 scholarship for books and tuition as he completes his final term. In addition to his classes, Brandon was involved with the barber program at McLaren, passing his state licensing certification in 2013, and has completed nearly 1,550 hours of teacher training. Let's give Brandon a hand. And is any part of Brandon's family here? Okay. Griffin Thomas is a longtime Hope Partnership participant and has been active in leadership activities promoting community cohesiveness at McLaren. Currently 3 terms away from earning his bachelor degree in sociology from Oregon State University, for the past 1.5 years, he has also participated in an inside-out class at McLaren that brings 15 outside PSU students and 15 inside students together weekly at McLaren to study in a collaborative setting. Griffin has earned high praise from the PSU professor for his intellect, research, and writing abilities, and the fact that despite the lack of receiving academic credit at PSU for his participation, he is always prepared and demonstrates great initiative and commitment to his growth and advancement. Griffin will use his $1,300 scholarship for his summer term at OHSU. Ezekiel Vasquez, and the family is here, so if they want to stand. He's working on completing his associate degree and then plans to transfer to Portland State, majoring in sociology with a minor in criminology. In his words, his education and career goals are driven by his strong desire to work with at-risk gang youth, whether that be in the correctional system or through a nonprofit organization. Based on his life experiences of being one of those youth who grew up in the lifestyle and went into corrections for the poor choices he made. So he wants to give back to the community. As a full-time student currently at Chemeketa, he has been on both the Dean's List and the Honor Roll. All of his letters of recommendation speak to his determination, focus on education, and his personal desire to help youth avoid the mistakes he's made. Tonight he is receiving a $2,000 scholarship. So those are our 12 2016 scholarship recipients. Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world." We believe that is exactly what each one of these young people are doing. Let's give them all one final round of applause.
That was Director of Janus Youth Programs, Dennis Morrow, awarding the seven McLaren youth at McLaren Youth Corrections with the Scholarship for Success scholarships at the award ceremony in Portland late May. Next up, we've got Marcos. Marcos is a longtime member of our radio journalism group at McLaren. And basically what we did is in our radio journalism class, he had a chance to kind of sit down with those awardees of the scholarship program. Some of those from our radio journalism class and other Hope Partnership programs. One of them actually was at Florence, so he wasn't there with us. Anyways, in this segment, he's going to talk to those young men about receiving their scholarships.
Good evening, this is Marcos with McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with some youth at McLaren who recently received a scholarship. So I'm going to go ahead and ask some questions and get some feedback from him. So first off, just kind of to everybody or any individual could answer this one question. How did you guys hear about this scholarship? How was it brought to your attention, basically?
So I heard about the scholarship through Janus Youth Programs, which is a parent of Hope Partnership. Hope Partnership is in McLaren, and we heard from our boss, Kathleen Fullerton. So she told us about the scholarship opportunity, and then we signed up for it through an application process. And
all right, so how did you guys feel about this? Were you guys sure or have any doubts on receiving it, whether it was going to happen or not?
I honestly had a lot of doubts because there was a lot more of us kind of applying for this scholarship in the first place than like last couple of turns that people did it. So I was kind of wondering if everybody would be able to get the amount that they asked for. I asked for $2,000 and I was able to get the opportunity and get $2,000 so I could go to college. So I was happy and everybody else got the full amount too.
Hey, sounds good. That was Baker. Anybody else want to answer that? Well, their thoughts?
Honestly, I was kind of nervous. I didn't really expect to get it because like when I hear about scholarship, I always think it's for college, you know, like people that are going to school, going to college. And it was brought to my attention by another youth that was in the barbershop with me one day. And he's like, you know what, you should really apply for it and see if, you know, maybe you can get buy some tools with it. So I applied for it, and I didn't know if I was going to get it, and then found out I got it, so I was really happy.
So what was the application process like?
The application process was we filled out application, we gave a little brief summary of our involvement with Hope Partnership, our goals, if we received the scholarship. We had to get 3 reference letters from Hope Partnership, the program director, Hope Partnership, which is Kathleen Fullerton. Shout out to HPG. I got a couple staff to write me reference letters also, so that was the criteria for the application.
So how did it feel when you guys received these scholarships?
It felt really good, man, just knowing that, you know, we were able to get a, you know, either a whole term or get our tools paid for or whatever goals we were going to, they were going to help us along the way.
I think more on the filling out the application, it was because I think a lot of us that have been in college for a long time really filled out a lot of applications for scholarships and usually get denied. That's kind of the norm, but actually being able to get one, we're really able to kind of just go on to the next term, get some help, and go on our way.
Cool. So we can just go around real quick, and I guess it'd be nice if we could hear what you specifically applied for and how you're going to utilize that money that you got.
My name's Elijah. I applied for it as for the barber program. Mainly, I'm going to use it to buy myself some tools because I'm not sure if I'm really going to be able to graduate before I head home. So I want to be able to have something for when I head home to start off, at least when I go to get a job, like I could walk in there ready to start working.
All right, good. Sounds good.
So basically, I received one the year before, and I used it for my certification personal trainer and multiple classes through PSU. And as of now, I requested basically whatever they were able to give me. I told them that there's not a specific number that I need. So I was grateful for whatever I was handed. So I was also one of the guys who was given $2,000. And I specifically told them that I needed mainly for math and science credit classes, courses, whatever.
There we go.
No, I'm going to use the scholarship money to first buy or purchase a language learning program in Portuguese and then to use the remaining funds to pay for courses for this summer.
Awesome.
My name is Griffin. I'm going to use the money to pay for school. I go to Oregon State University, and I'm 2 terms away from graduating, so I'm excited for that.
My name is Ezekiel. I applied for the $2,000 scholarship and received the $2,000. I plan on using it for Portland State classes that they offer here because the state won't pay for it and my financial aid won't cover it, and also to further take classes in sociology and criminal justice.
My name is Jonathan. The reason why I applied for the scholarship was because I used up all the money from my other Pell grants and stuff like that during basically fall, winter, and spring term, so I had no money to take any summer and potential fall classes, so that's why I applied for it, and I got my $2,000 so that I could also take the PSU class that they offer over there to jump up and take like a 111 class for math, so I'll be able to do that and just keep going to college.
All right, thank you. That's a wrap. This is Marcus with McLaren Community Voice. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you again some other time. Out.
So that was Marcos interviewing this year's Janus Youth Program Scholarship for Success awardees. This year, 7 young men from McLaren Youth Corrections received scholarships through this program to use towards higher education and vocational or technical training. So I just wanted to kind of take a moment just to honor those guys, and I know most of these guys, and I get a chance to work with them on Fridays, and I just want to let you guys know that you guys are doing a great job, and congratulations on getting those awards, and congratulations on really just kind of stepping up. I wanted to have you guys on the radio today so that we can show folks that you guys are more than that news article that. You know, that you might have been in before you got in there. I want folks to know that you guys are moving forward, that you guys are real leaders in there, and I just want to big up you guys for that. And it's always an honor to work with you guys, and I appreciate you guys. So with that said, I just wanted to kind of, I was hoping I could squeeze in a little bit of time to get a piece of poetry in there from one of my other guys. We'll give it a shot. Let's go ahead and do it.
To my friends who reach farther than the rule book suggests, I commend you. You have chosen to laugh off no's and let your desires grow. Knowledge over everything is the drum beating in your life's direction, placing you in a perpetual state of development. Others' opinions on your dreams fall short because they are irrelevant. You, my friend, have found purpose. Each step you take, intentional. Books you read, intentional. Words you speak, intentional. Bricks being placed in the castle of your potential. The oppression you face is extra weight meant to build strength and put you in a place to strive when all others crumble. When they say no, accept it as a challenge. Creativity is your comparative advantage. If you want it bad enough, you will find a way. To my friends who have been displaced by ridiculous sentences, absorb this message as different than the rest of them. There is hope, but only if you have faith. Accompanied by courage to take what you already have and become something great, adversity is our biggest asset. And once you understand that, you have taken your power back. Thank you.
That was my boy Noah Schultz doing one of his famous poems, Reach Farther. And I just wanted to end it with that tonight. You've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBU Community Radio. I've been your host, Carlos Chavez. A big thank you to Janus Youth Programs, Hope Partnership, Oregon Youth Authority, especially Kathleen Fullerton there at Hope Partnership. I also want to thank Marcos and Robert from the McLaren Community Voice, and my friend Delphine Crescenzo for their help putting this program together. For more information, log on to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Thanks a lot for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival, the hallmark event for the Oregon Food Bank. Once again, with our partners